talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
And I stop beside a Sunday school, listen to the song that they were singing. And I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonesome bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Chris Christopherson, Sunday Morning Coming Down, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. And if you are a newcomer to our radio show, each week we play a clip from a song that mentions the home or has some sort of a connection with the home, and we call that our home theme song, just a nice little touch and for our radio show. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show that we organize. The Charleston Home and Design Show takes place every February, and we are actively looking for high-end vendors to fill the spaces, and we're about 60% sold out so far for our February 2024 show. So if you happen to own a home-related company that caters to high-end homeowners, and you'd like to ensure you have a really good, busy year in 2024, reach out to Charleston Home and Design Magazine about the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with general contractor Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman. And Palmetto Craftsman is one of those companies, you see their trucks all over the place. They are a great new construction and remodel firm. Do a lot of work downtown and in Mount Pleasant. We'll be talking with Zach King. Also, we'll be talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery. And Brownswood Nursery is a local company that not only grows its own plantings, they import some from the southeast, and then their specialty is to do landscape design for homeowners. And one of the biggest takeaways from this interview is when I ask him about drainage problems in Charleston, and they have solutions for that. But it's going to be a great interview with Ryan. And then also we'll be talking with Brittany Hanlon and Stephanie Gannon with Hazen Nash Design Company, and they are a top-notch interior design company here in Charleston. And you may not know all of the different services available that interior designers provide, and we'll catch you up on that. But you wouldn't cut your own hair, and so why would you want to design your own home or take advice from anyone else but an interior designer when it comes to making your home look like $1 million? But I did want to also talk about the summer issue. We're hard at work right now working on the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, but our summer 2023 issue featuring Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Brandon Lake, is out, and you can pick it up at just about any home-related showroom throughout Charleston. And our summer issue is also our outdoor living project feature. And so we've got just page after page after page of different outdoor living spaces that were created right here in Charleston by companies right here in Charleston. And so you may not be completely happy with your backyard, and you're looking for some good ideas, especially with football season coming up here shortly, and the weather getting a little bit more habitable outdoors. You definitely want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You'll find some great ideas, some great inspiration. And then the other big feature that we have in the summer issue is the Best Showrooms of Charleston feature. And so if you are looking at a remodel project or building a new home, and you're going to be visiting a lot of different showrooms, and we take you inside some of these showrooms, some of the best showrooms in Charleston, to let you know how they can help you, what they sell, and everything like that. So definitely want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer 2023 issue, and have a great weekend. And joining us right now is Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing well. Good to be on today.
Good. Zach, take a moment, tell everyone about Palmetto Craftsman.
Yes, thank you. Palmetto Craftsman has been around in Charleston for around 32 years under the ownership of Demi Howard. And my name is Zach King. I purchased the company from Demi about a year and a half ago. I owned a business here in town for about 10 years. And Demi approached me looking for a retirement plan, and it just kind of worked out. So, again, Palmetto Craftsman has been, as we kind of consider, a caretaker to a lot of the historic properties downtown. We do everything from major renovations to small house checks to our clients that are out of town to commercial renovations. So, we consider ourselves a jack of all trades in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain specialties when it comes to doing renovation work on historic properties, whether they be downtown or in the old village of Mount Pleasant, or some of the older homes in Somerville or around town, that that only certain companies typically are best to work on those type of properties?
Yeah, that's a good point. My previous company was very small, and we could not do things like this because, number one, I was very much subcontractor oriented. Where Palmetto Craftsman, we've got 20 plus employees. We've probably got 14 carpenters. And when you do a lot of these historic renovations, you can't just send subs in there. You've got to have a lot of experience with this and a lot of supervision. We have a gym on our staff who's been with us for 24 years. Mm-hmm. I think another foreman's been with us for 18 years. And these guys have seen it all. So it's important to have that experience going into these properties.
When Palmetto Craftsman is not working on a historic property, you do lots of work on other homes other than historic properties, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to obviously put ourselves in one little box. I mean, we do a variety of things. We've got a house in West Ashley we're working on, James Island. We've got a couple there, but I think historically, primarily, you'll see our signs up around Old Village or South Abroad, but mm-hmm. we're not limited to those areas. And again, we do commercial work. We just finished the Ginger Line restaurant in the market, and we're doing a lot of commercial work at the new building on King Street, 677 King. And so, you know, I'd like to say we're about, you know, 40% commercial.
Gotcha. Are the non-historic homes, do you find them to be less of a challenge for Palmetto Craftsmen to work on, or vice versa?
Well, I think in the historic, I think they take a little longer, because when you open up the walls, you know, it's, you open up a house that's 10 years old, if you have to renovate, it's, you know, you pretty much know what you're going to see in those walls, you know, for the most part. When you go in a house that's, we're working on a project on Hazel Street, and this house has been very challenging, and it's been, again, a lot of masonry that's old, a lot of mule boards in there that are compromised that you've got to work on, and it's little things like that. You know, when you're dealing with old plaster, and each wall you open creates a new challenge, and you have to go kind of step by step. So it just takes a little longer, and you've got to take your time, and you know, you want to make sure you preserve these old buildings and not just throw it back together.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that a lot of the owners of these historic homes, they're looking to modernize them as much as they can. How does what's your experience with helping homeowners modernize their homes, whether that be improving energy efficiency, which kind of is the opposite of the way these historic homes were originally built? They didn't have HVAC, so they were meant to breathe and to catch the cross breezes and things like that, and then you air condition the homes. And what are some of the challenges that you Palmetto Craftsman comes up against when you're looking to modernize a historic home?
Yeah, I mean you kind of nailed it there. HVAC is a big problem, which, you know, can lead to mold and mildew in situations. And you know, they have dehumidification systems now in HVAC that help. And but as far as, you know, modernizing houses, you know, we love to preserve the old look. And, you know, we've had some clients that really want to come in and, you know, and they'll have an architect that will really try to modernize an old look. But, you know, we love it when they want to preserve and at least, you know, keep some of the old integrity, of the old style. Regarding the exterior, as you know, they won't let you do much in regards to, you know, the VAR will limit our customers to a lot of what they can and can't do. So really, when you say modernize, it's the interior that they can really do the most.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Right. Right. So, updating the electrical and the plumbing and then the HVAC that we mentioned. What about, I've heard some stories about, with some of these historic homes trying to use like spray foam insulation, for example. Have you had any experiences with that?
Well, one of the things that we relay to our clients is we do a lot of work with houses that have termites. And one of the things that we found is the spray foam is great for, you know, energy efficiency, but it's also a breeding ground for termites. Termites get in there, and it's hard to, you know, once you've spray foam that. A lot of termite bonds, a lot of companies will not give you that bond if you've got spray foam. So we relay that to a lot of our clients in these older houses that be careful when you do that, because check with your bonding agent first.
Right. That makes sense. Well, what are some of the, I'm kind of curious, what's like some of the biggest surprises that you found with some of these historic homes when you start, you know, working on the inside?
You know, we found all kinds of things. I mean, we've opened walls up and on a house on Gibb Street and found, you know, a fireplace in there. We had no idea that was there. Hmm. And preserved it. It's beautiful. It's in one of their kids' rooms. And it's, you know, every time you open up a wall, it tells a story, and it's, you know, it's pretty amazing. So sometimes not so good for the client. You know, we hate that for them. Sometimes we open it up and it's, you know, again, termites or whatnot. And, but, you know, these houses have a lot of age, you know, and that happens. But, mm-hmm. you know, we, But again, we also find a lot of really cool things in the walls that we will preserve. If it, you know, tug points of masonry that we find in the walls.
Any treasures?
Treasures. Just
old bottles,
some old bottles and stuff, things like that. We did find a dumbwaiter in a wall one time. That was pretty interesting.
Huh.
Which went, the old dumbwaiter system for, first, second, third floor, all the way up and down, little mini elevator. They had no idea it was there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, my grandparents used to have a barn out back, and they had the horse stalls and things like that. And I remember my grandfather would hit the wall of the staircase that went up to the loft area of the barn. And he'd say, "You hear that?" And it would be the previous owner would stash bottles back there, would drink like cough medicine and things like that. And you could hear some of the bottles that he had stashed back there. But those walls could talk, right?
That's it. We've seen it all.
Well, good deal. Does Palmetto Craftsman, do you folks do anything with new construction, or is it strictly restoration and remodeling?
We have done, additions and things like that. We're going to actually build a metal building on Upper Meeting Street soon. We're actually going to build our future office, which I'd like to bring up. We're purchasing some land up in North Charleston, about an acre or so, and we're going to build a building for our office and future tenants. So, we do build some new. I don't think we're, as I tell people, a lot of people try to get into the residential market and realize how tough it is. Just with the billing, you've got to have a lot of employees to do this, residential niche.
Mm-hmm.
New construction is a different animal as well. I mean, we do some, but I don't think that's our market. But I mean, we can certainly do it, but historically, people don't call Palmetto Craftsman to build a new house, but certainly can do it.
So how long has Palmetto Craftsman been around? You said 24 years?
No, 32 years.
32, excuse me. 32 years. Wow. And you folks must have a lot of happy customers to be in business that long.
That's one of the reasons I bought it is, the name is well known in Charleston. It's everyone knows the Palmetto logo and downtown, and they know, the three pillars of Palmetto Craftsman are service, quality, and honesty. And those are our three pillars. And, when Demi told me about it, it really, he explained the philosophy of the company, and it really resonated. And, we're very honest with our customers. If we mess something up, we come in and fix it. There's no excuses. And, we're going to do a good job no matter what. So we've got our lady who does Terry in our office, who does the accounts payables, has been with the company for 25 years. Our head foreman Manuel has been with the company for I think 24. So a lot of stability there, and it's as a new person to the company, I value their expertise as well.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Craftsman?
Yeah, our website, which we're actually in the process of reworking, is obviously www.palmettocraftsman.com. And our phone number to our office is 843-722-1101. And we're open 8 to 5, 5 days a week.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Zach King with Palmetto Craftsman. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And joining us now is Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Well, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape was started in 1978, and so we're excited. This is our birthday. This year is our 45th year in business. Wow. My parents and grandparents started it And the foundation is really we're growers first. So we grow tens of thousands of plants annually, many native plants in the Charleston area. We have a full service garden center. So we offer retail and wholesale. So many landscapers, professionals in the area buy from us. And we're very proud of that. The plant material itself, the quality is one of our focuses. We want to provide the highest quality material we possibly can. So I think that's, we're proud of that fact that we're growing a lot of the plants on our own facility and have been for 45 years. And then I say the next thing would be that we offer landscape architecture services. Over the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years approximately, we've moved heavier and heavier into landscape design and into landscape architecture. And so that's been a real strength to be able to bring, not only are we growing the plants, then you can come and buy the plants at our garden center, but then we can design your new custom home from a landscape architecture standpoint or landscape design. And then our landscape construction division can build everything out for you. We can help lay out your pool, spa, patio, outdoor kitchen, whatever you need on your property to kind of fulfill that dream of your dream home. We can help you with that. And then on the back end, we actually provide quarterly maintenance for all your plants. So that's a quick 30,000 foot view.
Gotcha. Well, and I can relate to the challenges that homeowners have with regards to how they, you know, how a backyard is laid out, because like when we built our house in 2009, I actually got some of that graph paper and started to try to draw things in, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. All, you know, if could I go to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and say, listen, in my backyard, we're going to have a swimming pool here. We would like a fire pit. We would like a patio area. We want a kids area someplace. And would Brownswood Nursery and Landscape be able to kind of put all the pieces of that puzzle of that dream list together?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the. And even to take a step back, even before you built your house. And so what we find is the earlier you can plan for that landscape and that backyard, front yard, driveway, you know, landscape architecture really is design outside of the four walls of the home. So we come along the architect and the builder and really dream about how everything on the ground in the earth part should intersect and how it should flow and feel. And how it should look. All those beautiful views need to be significant for you. So we want to plan even before you build the house. So when you start looking for an architect to build a home or a GC to start building, that's when we want you to start thinking about the landscape architecture and design part.
And sometimes that's required by the HOA, where they want to see a landscape plan before things start. And you know, there, some people probably say, I'm going to, you know, we have a green thumb, we're going to install ourselves, but the neighborhood's going to go, no, that's, you know, we want to keep up the integrity of the neighborhood and everything to look good. So you have to have that plan, and Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help a homeowner with working with the HOAs and so forth.
Absolutely. So obviously, you know, there's every municipality across Charleston is a little different. HOAs are different. Architectural Review Boards, Kiowa, Seabrook, Daniel Island, Ion. Everybody has their own little slice of what they want their neighborhood or their community to look like. And so we come alongside the homeowner, try to fulfill their dream, their vision, overlay the rules and regulations of what the HOA or Architectural Review Board needs. And then we sort of have to work that out. Sometimes they are aligned, you know, perfectly. Other times they're not. So we do our best to navigate both sides of that. But ultimately, we work for the client. So we're trying to always get as much of what they want fulfilled as we can. And I'll also say the design is the best money you will spend. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a, you know, mediocre concept of where you're headed and you fulfill that, you will have a mediocre landscape. Mm-hmm. If we have a great design, and it's even executed at, you know, a 70% level, you're still heading in the right direction. And you know, Tim, like, landscaping is complicated. You know, we're not designing with only inanimate objects. Everything we do is changing all the time. Spring, summer, fall, winter. We're trying to give beautiful flower color and texture and excitement. And we have to assess the soil. When our team comes out, we meet with you. We do a consultation. We meet with the client. We talk about your dreams, your vision. We look at the survey. We look at the building plans or if the house is already built. You know, we walk through the property with you. And then once we decide we want to move forward with the design, our design team comes out and they like comb over the property like ants. And they're doing soil analysis, sun analysis. We're looking at the deer situation. Are the deer going to eat your plants? And everything in between to try to figure out what's going to actually work scientifically. And then, of course, we overlay your preferences. You know, we have clients that love blue and white. And they hate yellow. Mm-hmm. So we're overlaying those preferences with the scientific part of, are these plants actually going to work here? And then we're trying to come up with something that's actually beautiful and functional.
That makes sense. Probably one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners do, you know, when it comes to their yards, that's a lot of people think of it as a DIY. It's a therapeutic thing to go out and work in the yard. My wife loves to do that. But one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners make is either planting, putting plants too close to a house, or they don't think about what those plants are going to look like in 10 years. And I would imagine that when you're driving around different neighborhoods, you're looking through a different prism than maybe a regular person. It probably drives you crazy when you see overgrown plants too close to a house, or they should have never planted that to begin with there, and so on. And Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks are going to be able to help guide that process. You mentioned with the plan to avoid those kinds of mistakes.
Yeah, it's really a combination of the art and science. You know, when you're thinking about design, we have to. There's an artistic element to art, to the landscape. The colors, the textures, how it flows, how it feels. And Tim, you like a certain look. You know, some people love very sparse beds with a few plants in it. Other people want cottage gardens with 150 perennials on top of perennials on top of perennials, you know. So part of that's preference. And then part of that's, you know, we have to actually decide this plant is going to get X size or Y size in the next 3 to 5 years plus. And we have to plan for that. So the other thing I would say on the design side is often the investment that you make in the design, you will often get back in a lack of mistakes later.
There you go.
So people, you know, one of the most common things that I hear is, I don't want to spend the money on the design. I want to spend the money on the installation. Mm-hmm. And it's a reasonable thought. Put the money into the product, not into the planning of the product. My argument back would be, or my encouragement would be, you would never build a house without a set of plants. Mm-hmm. Never. And we believe that the landscape is maybe not just as important as your house, but it's right underneath there.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that you're going to spend in that landscape can be significant. And, you know, a rule of thumb is your landscape budget is approximately 10% of your home budget. So if you're building a million-dollar home, that's about $100,000. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a loose rule of thumb. And then your design fee is approximately 10% of that. So that's about $10,000. Now, every situation is different. Every property is different. But my point is, it's not $5,000 for your landscaping package. Mm-hmm. And often people are thinking, oh, well, it's just a few plants, just a couple shrubs, a tree or two, some lawn. You know, I'll get Billy Bob, you know, with the pickup truck to come over here and just put him in. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is, you know, if that's the landscape that you want, then you can go down that path. But what we are hoping to encourage for people who are trying to add value to their property and to build out a beautiful landscape that they're going to enjoy with their friends and family is think through the budget, think through the vision of what you want. And often that includes patios. You know, patios can be $5,000 to $50,000, depending on material and size. Pools. You know, maybe you're a pool person, maybe you're not. outdoor kitchens, you know, are we doing lighting? Lighting is such a beautiful aspect of the nighttime effect for landscaping, and irrigation is important in Charleston. So that's a factor. And, you know, all the different elements really start adding up quickly. So we just believe that if you can start with a plan, start with a good design, then we can implement those things in phases over time, because you don't have to do it all at once. That's mm-hmm. the beautiful part about a plan.
Right.
You can do it in phases over time.
And folks can, if you have that plan and you do decide to implement it over time, you can go out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and buy those plants that have been designed for that space, rather than, you know, going to a big box store, for instance.
Absolutely. Like this weekend, you know, if we came in and did your phase one and then, you know, you wanted to pause, you know, let the bank account rest, and you want to come in, you know, a few months later and get some plants and plant some of them yourself, you come into the garden center, you have your plan, you bring it in. Okay, I need 5 of this and 10 of that, and you can go plant it. Mm-hmm. You know, we love it when people get involved in the landscape. We think it's good for them. We want to serve our clients well, love them well. And some people are really invested in the landscape. They want to be involved in the process. And I think that's healthy and good. I think that's a good thing. Getting out there in the yard lowers your blood pressure. It decreases your stress. So I think it's good to be involved. But other clients, they just want it to look good. And that's okay too. But wherever you find yourself, I think Brownswood Nursery and Landscape is designed to provide something for you in your journey in the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of big box stores, where do they get their plants?
I mean, there's growers all over. You know, one of our like focal points is we choose quality over price. So we're growing, like I said, tens of thousands of plants annually. But we're also buying from growers all over the Southeast and in some cases across the country. But we have very high standards of quality. Some of the other big box stores may not be at the same level of quality. And I'm being as gentle as I can.
Yeah, there's pressure on the price to keep the price low.
Price is in my experience, that's a driver. Yep. For us, we have a very competitive price. In fact, even compared to big box stores, there's a very reasonable price. But our quality and our quantity, like you can come and landscape your house today, Tim. Like if you had a landscape plan and you could come to Brownswood and our acres and acres and acres of our facility, and we have thousands and thousands and thousands of plants ready for you. If you went to a big box store today, they're going to have 5 or 10 of something. We're going to have 50 to 100 plus of a particular item. Mm. So the selection is going to be significant, and you actually can come to our facility and get your landscape, like get it, buy it. We can deliver it to you. You can do the work yourself if you're a DIYer. So that, I think that's a big deal. If you go into some big box stores, you go look at some Encore azaleas, they might have, you know, 6 or 7 to choose from, and there might be 5 or 8 of each one. You know, we're typically stocking maybe 30 to 50 of each one, depending mm-hmm. on the season. Mm-hmm. So, and we probably carry, you know, 10 to 20 varieties of Encore azaleas, just that particular, you know, brand.
How many acres do you have out there at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape on Johns Island?
Well, our total property is about 60, but not all that's developed. So that's, you know, there's a pretty big, you know, ponds and some undeveloped area. But I would say of developed property, a rough guess would be, you know, 18 to 20 acres. Mm. That's, I don't have an exact number on that, but something like that.
Gotcha. And back to some of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape offers homeowners. When your team goes out there and is assessing the property before, to create the plan, how important is drainage and
oh my gosh, that's the word, Tim.
Yeah.
You just said it. I mean, we have meeting after meeting after meeting internally about all of these Charleston neighborhoods that have such terrible drainage. And it's really sad. And it's really difficult. We come behind the building process and we get to a site that's just basically like a clay bowl. And it's very, very challenging. In some cases, all you can do, Tim, is excavate the soil. Like, it's not even soil. Excavate the clay and literally do soil replacement, put back in topsoil. We amend every hole. So that's another signature part of our, and we have our own custom Brownswood premium planting mix. And we use a starter fertilizer that's really, really good for root development. And that goes in every hole, every time. But when you've got a big drainage issue, we have to start thinking about a grading and drainage plan, which, you know, is part of that landscape architecture service side. So, again, when you're building a home and the lot's, you know, got some difficulties on grade or some potential drainage issues, that's when you want to bring in a professional like us to help, you know, kind of map out where and how that water should flow. And if you're already in the situation, now it's, you know, before the house is built, at least there can be some collaboration between the landscape architect and the builder and, you know, working together. Once the house is built and you have the problem, now it's, you're trying to fix something that shouldn't have been done in the first place. So, it gets tricky. Drainage, like drain systems is a big part, you know, doing trench drains, doing catch basins, doing slot drains. There's a lot of drainage opportunity in Charleston. But it's tough. We love sandy soil, Tim. Yeah. As much as we can get it, I'd rather have beach sand that we can add nutrients to and organic matter to than clay any day of the week.
Yeah, that's true. And regarding some of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape provide, so when you've created the plan, the overall design for mm-hmm. that homeowner. And when it comes to installation, they've got some walkways, some hardscape. Is that something? Does Brownswood Nursery and Landscape install hardscapes in addition to landscapes?
Mm-hmm, we do. We handle all of the implementation, and we can coordinate all of it. We can even coordinate on the pool side. You know, we're not focused on, we don't build pools, but on the patios, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, any of those elements, we can either coordinate or implement ourselves.
Nice.
And so we have great teams from irrigation, lighting, hardscape, drainage, and then obviously the plant and lawn installation side. We can provide basically a turnkey service for you.
That's great. Well, we went over our allotted time, which is fine because I think this has been a really interesting interview, and I think our listeners are getting a lot from it. What's the best way for folks to reach out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, you could literally go to brownswoodnursery.com. Come out to John's Island. We're off of Brownswood Road. And give us a call. We'd love to help you wherever you are in your landscape. You're just getting started. If it's your first landscape or this is your 15th one, we'd love to serve you.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those these products and services that you definitely should buy local. Buy local by going out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and get pick out those plants that are locally grown right here. So, and I would love to next time we talk, I'd love to talk about some of native plants and things that tips that homeowners should look for when they're looking to revamp their landscape and so forth. And did you mention your phone number for Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah. So it's 843-559-3425.
And brownswoodnursery.com.
That's right.
Very good. All right. We've been talking with Ryan Watkins, third generation for Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is interior designer Brittany Hanlon and project manager Stephanie Gannon with Hayes and Nash Design Co. How are you ladies doing?
We're great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Ladies, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Hayes and Nash Design Co.
Sure. We started Hayes and Nash Design Co. about 3 years ago here in Mount Pleasant. I had previously worked in Colorado and then worked for an architecture firm here in Charleston and decided to go back out on my own doing residential and commercial. So we have full service design, you know, from conceptual drawing and pre-construction through furnishing and finishing touches for both residential and commercial clients.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. And how do you help residential clients as well as commercial clients with their design needs?
Sure. We can really tailor our services to what clients' needs are. Every project is different. We find it really helpful when clients bring us into projects before final drawings are submitted and ground is broken if we're doing new construction. We also offer full service for renos and upfits, as well as furnishing and accessorizing touches.
Gotcha. And why is that important in terms of bringing the folks at Hayes and Nash Design Co. in before the final plans are submitted?
We really help our clients think through the spaces and how they would like to use them and what their kind of final use is and how they want them to feel. So we work really closely with architects and the contractors to really facilitate a smooth, clean build. It saves money, it saves time, and that way the clients are getting what they want from start to finish. And there's, you know, it lowers the chance of having to circle back and redo things. So we really can think through everything from the space planning to, you know, all of the finishes, all of the furniture, all the way down to the accessories. So really offering a complete package for them.
Gotcha. And I'm just curious if someone has hired an architect, is there an expectation that the architect is going to handle those things, or what is it that that you as an interior design company brings to the table that could perhaps head off a problem?
Every architect works differently, and we have had a lot of success and some great relationships here in Charleston working with different architecture firms. Some of them, you know, are able to help people kind of get general selections done and get their drawings through to be submitted. And then we can come in and say, hey, you know, if you want to put a king size bed here, maybe this window actually should shift up or down because you want to put this size side table next to it. Or, you know, if we want to recess blackout shades, we need to think about that ahead of time so those can actually go up into the ceiling. It's things like that, the little details that, you know, really help with not having to make change orders and make the customization process really smooth when we're thinking about how the space is going to be finished and used.
Right, right. And like door swings, for example.
That's all of those things. We do a lot of electrical walkthroughs. You know, helping figure out what levels of lighting, what types of fixtures, where those switches should go, because we're going to put art here, or we're going to do this wall treatment there. Just all of those things really come together and matter in the end, and it helps to really think through all of those decisions from the very beginning.
Right. It's a lot easier to make those changes on paper or digitally than once construction is underway, right?
Right.
Good deal. If someone is building a new home, describe the construction services that Hayes and Nash Design Co. offer.
Okay, so that, again, is different for every project, depending on the contractor as well as the architect, and we can be as hands-on or hands-off as needed, depending on, you know, what their relationship is with each of those other members of, you know, this team. And so we can do a lot of project management. When we do full service, obviously, as I said, we, you know, come in with the architect, we're helping make changes, we get on Zoom calls, we redline drawings, and we really think through all of those spaces. Once construction starts, we're working on our end to order finishes, do detail drawings, do tile selections, you know, work on all of the electrical and make sure that everything that's needed to go into the house finish-wise is thought through thoroughly and is either orders are placed on our end or, you know, through the contractor. And we really track and ship, track all of the shipments and make sure, you know, we know where everything is, that things are being ordered correctly, and really try to minimize stuff happening. In a construction project, things are always going to come up. Things are always going to happen, but we really try to help minimize those things and make it as smooth as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, when it comes to building a house, oftentimes the homeowners, this is their first time that they've ever been involved with the new construction, so they're total rookies at this, and they oftentimes will, you know, they really have to lean hard on the contractor. Sometimes there's an architect, sometimes there's not an architect. What do you think about what happens very frequently where the homeowner does not have an interior designer involved, and they will they sort of lean on like the, when they're picking out the tile, they lean on the tile showroom designers, the people that work in the tile showroom to kind of get advice from them, and then they go to the lighting showroom, and they, you know, they're leaning on the lighting showroom staff to help with that design. It seems like that kind of opens it up to the chance of things not totally connecting within the home, where an interior designer that's involved in the project, they see the whole picture from a bird's eye view, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, those partners that we work with in the showrooms are wonderful. And, you know, they really help us do our job well as serving the public. But you're exactly right. Some people, you know, the reason that we're hired is to help them bring their vision to life. And some people need a lot of help seeing that and pulling that together. And so when you're kind of going to different people for different pieces, that can get lost in translation. And that's where mistakes are made, and that ends up costing money, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's been said a million times, it's the biggest investment that someone will make in terms of their home. And it's funny, the shortcuts that some homeowners might take when in fact, you know, this is very often their dream home or their forever home that is being built, and they it seems like you would want the help of an interior designer to make sure that the outcome is going to be what's expected. Because when it comes to the outcome, you know, everybody says, okay, you know, all right, we're going to build a house. We've got the money set aside for this. There's an expectation that the outcome is going to be exactly what they want, and the outcome is not guaranteed. And with your help as an interior design company, you really can make sure that the outcome is what they expect, right?
Right, exactly. And also helping people figure out sometimes what that looks like to them. You know, some people know exactly what they want, and others really need help on that journey, figuring out exactly what that is. So we're able to help, you know, facilitate both of those things and really help people get exactly what they want. I mean, this is about the client and what they want in their life. It's not about what we want.
Right. A lot of the people, as I mentioned before, this is their first and only house that they've ever built. And they may not have ever worked with an interior design company like Hayes and Nash Design Co. So there might be some trepidation about, like, I, you know, is this, how much is this going to cost and everything. I was very impressed with, on your website, you have listed, you have a full service design package, which has everything laid out. So it's very transparent for someone to understand what they're going to receive. And also there, you have, you know, some of the pricing that's associated with that. And then you also have your e-design services package. And then also, you know, even some 1 hour, consultation packages. Can you describe each one?
Sure. Yeah, we really, you know, we want to lift the veil a little bit about kind of the mystique behind this industry, because a lot of people think that it's unattainable or they can't work with a designer. And it can be expensive if you want to do a full custom home. I mean, it is, you know, a luxury service, but we also believe that, you know, everyone should love their home and love their space and feel comfortable there, and that should be accessible to everyone. So that's why we have really tiered our packages. So what you'll see on our site for full service is really not construction project. That's why we have that separately. But if you want us to do your entire living room, so if that starts from all new furniture, wallpaper, paint, or, you know, some kind of millwork, all the lighting, the decorative accessories, the art, that's what that full service package is for. And that means that we come in, we do a consultation, we do drawings that are needed, we present a full design presentation to the client, we make changes if it's needed, and then we go to work with our trade resources and we give you a full presentation and go through the approval process. Nothing is ordered without being fully approved by the client at a time. And then we order everything, we bring it in for installation and make sure, you know, it's complete down to the final small touches. For e-design, it's a less expensive package. It's somebody who, you know, maybe can't afford full service or wants to order things themselves and not pay to have somebody do that for them, where we will actually have them send us photos and measurements of their space. And we will send back a full presentation, drawings if needed, with links to retail products so that they can go ahead and purchase them on their own time. And then they have the drawings of, you know, exactly where we would have them put each item. So we really wanted to make that accessible for people. Mm-hmm. The consultations, we offer, you know, an on-site consultation. And if someone is leaning towards full service design, that's a kind of jumping off point requirement for us, where we come out and we take a look at the space. We really talk through all of the client's needs, wants, and that way we really have a clear understanding of what the scope of the project is. And that way we can give back an accurate proposal of whether we think they need construction services or if we're doing putting together a few design packages or whatever their needs may be. The video consultation, we really started during the pandemic. You know, people were home and wanting to make changes to their homes and didn't feel comfortable having people come in. So it's just an easy way. If you have, for example, we get asked about styling shelves all of the time. How do I style my shelves? Can I use this? Where do I put this? And so that's an hour for you to just pick our brains about your house and walk around and say, what do you think of this room? Should I keep this here? Should I move this? Is there a better way to use this space? And it's really just an hour of getting, you know, a design professional's time in your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mentioned an hour, and I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking that's not enough time to really get a lot accomplished. But we have, Charleston Home and Design Magazine has partnered with interior designers at our home shows since 2004, mm-hmm. where we offer free design consultations to homeowners, and they're only 20 minutes in length. And it's amazing how much you can get accomplished if the homeowner is prepared and has their samples ready to discuss or floor plans. And so that, you know, an hour is three times that amount. So it's, you really can get an awful lot accomplished. I'll bet one of the frequent things you do in those 1 hour consultations is like color selections for paint throughout the house.
We do. We will offer suggestions of, I think, you know, you need to brighten this space up. It's really hard to give a specific paint color when you can't see the space in person. Mm-hmm. So we can give them a suggestion or a direction to go, you know, or like a certain brand and, you know, a range of colors to look at and then have them look at it in their space.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Hayes and Nash Design Co., you folks have your full service design packages all laid out on your website, the e-design services package, and then also the one hour on-site or video consultations. That's excellent. And on top of all that, Hayes and Nash Design Co., you folks also have a retail shop?
We do. We have a shop opening in August, and I'm going to hand the phone over to Stephanie to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So our shop, Shanty Shop, is opening mid-August, and our shop's going to specialize in all things needed for a coastal lifestyle. So we'll have a range of accessories for home and lifestyle, including straw bags, Turkish towels, local art, picture frames, earrings, and some more. We'll also have the ability to put together gift baskets ranging from baby gifts, teacher gifts, new home, and more. And we're planning on having different types of events at our space to really embrace our local community. Our space is going to be in the Bend, which is near Costco in Mount Pleasant. It's across the street. So not only embracing the Bend, but beyond to highlight some other small businesses and artisans in the area.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And where is the Shanty Shop going to be located?
Shanty Shop is at the Bend in Carolina Park. It's going to be 3530 Park Avenue Boulevard. So it's directly across the street from Costco.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a large landmark for you.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those. There's kind of a long strip of different shops that are brand new, just starting to open up. That's great.
Correct.
How did you come up with that?
Within that space, we're going to have our design studio as well. So the front half of the space is our shop and the back half is our design studio. So you can visit us there for both.
Great. And how did you come up with that name, Shanty Shop?
We like the idea that it was a coastal, fun structure that hasn't been used. We had looked for some different names, but you'll find a lot of times that a shanty is near the water, whether it's on a lake or an ocean. So for us, we felt it fitting.
Great. Excellent. Well, that's great. So how can folks get more information about Hayes and Nash Design Co.?
You can visit our website, which is hayesandnashdesignco.com. And we have a contact page where you can reach out via email, or there's a questionnaire. You can also book a call to speak with us about your project. So that's the best way to get a hold of us. Also, all of our social media is connected through the website for both companies. And there's also a link to Shanty Shop so you can see what we have to offer online.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with interior designer Brittany Hanlon and project manager Stephanie Gannon with Hayes and Nash Design Co. And one last thing I'll leave our listeners with. Anyone who has ever built or remodeled a house and worked with an interior designer, they would never do another project without working with an interior designer. They see that value. So definitely check out Hayes and Nash Design Co. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.